It's Weekend Edition here on your home for the classics and NPR News, 90.1 WABE. Today is December 1st, World AIDS Day.
Roger Gamma, Reggie Smith, Daniel, Bobby Martin.
As it has for 8 years, Hillel at Emory University has organized one of the area's largest remembrances of those who have passed from the disease. Yesterday, students read a handful of the more than 25 million names of those who have died of AIDS.
Bob Roganesh, Stephen Resham.
Dozens of 6-foot by 3-foot quilt tiles surround them, all part of the AIDS Memorial Quilt. The Names Project, housed at Emory, maintains more than 10,000 of the tiles. Senior Jessica Jasek co-chairs this event.
When you see a quilt with a specific name and a specific face, or a doll from when someone was younger, and names and family pictures, that makes it very personal and very emotional. And there's suddenly a face that you get to put with the disease.
Orlando J. Jimenez, Tamale, Akiki, Nabasawa.
It had been several years since the late 90s, since we had seen my uncle's quilt.
Carly Taylor is John Mike Caron's niece. He died of AIDS in 1996. Her family made a panel and donated it to a Michigan organization. At some point, it quietly made its way to Atlanta. Taylor's family didn't know that until one day recently.
Emory had a volunteer service day, and during that time, I had decided to volunteer with the Names Project.
That's when she had a somewhat random conversation with one of the Names Project directors.
Casually mentioned that our family had a quilt and that we were searching for it, and he said, "Oh, let me help you." He said, "I'm sure I can find it for you."
10 minutes later, he rushes back to give her the good news.
"Oh, we found your quilt. Your quilt is right here in the warehouse."
And in a few minutes, her uncle's quilt was spread out in front of her. Now she sits in the same room with a tangible reminder of her loved one, a quilt her family thought they may never see again.
Right there underneath his name is a willow tree, and that willow tree was just a twig when he planted it in my grandmother's front yard, and now it's huge and enormous and flourishing. The books represent that he was an avid reader. The black Labrador is his beloved Mita, who he had until he died, and then our family then took care of the dog. And the people at the top represent his brothers and sisters and his mom and dad.
Harriet, Tata, Lila, Senguba, Buehe, and Abia.
Like Taylor's uncle, every tile represents a person, as well as a family who lost a loved one. A mother whose son is gone, a daughter whose mom can no longer embrace her. The AIDS quilt would grow by 34 million tiles on this World AIDS Day if every person now living with HIV were to pass. Life-saving treatments are available, but more than 3 decades into the epidemic, there is still no cure. Jim Burris, WABE News.